Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, we don't do that one anymore.
I don't know the other one.
Well, I mean, it's much cooler.
Yeah, but I can't do that one because I don't know it.
That's true.
So therefore, do 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 do.
All right. Well, once again, we are without Jeremy, so it's just me, Nicholas, and Justin.
For now, he might make an appearance.
He might make an appearance. Who knows? He
Or you
seems
might
to.
have to edit all this out.
All right, yeah. Well, I might leave it in just to, prove a point, I guess. I don't know. I had kind of a weird week. I really overbooked myself on the amount of podcasts that I was doing. Recorded one, two, three, I think six episodes of various different things with various different people this week. And had to go to a funeral yesterday.
Oof.
There was a guy at work who passed away unexpectedly. Very, very obviously very sad, but he was only 29.
Oh,
And he
that's
had
crazy.
three daughters, so that hurt, because he was, I mean, I w we were we weren't like best of friends, but we were definitely friendly. Like we I spent the week with him in Kansas back in November. Like he went to the training with me down there, and I kind of helped train him. So like when he was supposed to be in Vegas with me when I went to Vegas last month. But the day he was supposed to leave was the day he just didn't wake up. So
That's nuts.
yeah, it's been difficult to deal with because there's just a lot of questions I don't have answered. Probably never will. But anyway, it's just life takes a hard turn sometimes, and it's hard to deal with. But you just gotta keep them in your memory and the good ways and go on with your. That's part of. Unfortunately, it's part of life and it's part of growing up.
That it is.
And unfortunately, when you get to be the middle age side of things where I'm at, it happens more often than you want. And anyway, let's try to talk about something happier. Let's look forward to the future. Now that it's almost March, let's talk about 2024.
It's gone quick already.
I know, like I sat down. I was struggling to come up with topics for this week, and I was like, well, let's look at what we have to look forward to for the year. So I wrote down a couple movies, a couple TV shows.
Earlier in the week too, when we were talking about topic, that was kind of what my topic, like I was thinking too, is with things coming out in the future, but I'm like, man, I don't want to do any research, so I'm glad this is the topic you picked.
Well, yeah, I mean,
And
that's.
before we jump into your, what do you have, movies and TV shows,
Yeah, I got some music too.
did you see that they're releasing an NCAA football game again
I
this year?
did, and I'm very excited about that.
Did you hear what the whole compensation for the players and stuff is?
$600 and a copy of the video game.
Yeah. What do you think? Is that enough?
I think that's more than fair. Honestly, you should just. I have a problem with NIL to begin with.
Same.
I understand that, USC and Florida and Miami and Ohio State make billions and or well, billions is probably too much, millions. But there comes a point when like college sports are supposed to be amateur. You're supposed to be going to college to get an education because I mean, all right, so I don't know the exact number, so I'm going to make some stuff up, and it's probably off. But let's say in the U.S. there is 100,000 high school football players.
All right.
All right, there's only 10,000 college players. So there's only what 1,000 NFL players. I mean,
All right.
32 times 56, 54.
1664.
Okay.
52 on the active roster.
Yeah. So all right. So let's up that then. There's 100,000 high school football players. There's 20,000 college football players. There's 2,000 NFL players. So if you are lucky enough to get from high school to college on an athletic scholarship, right? There's a very, very infinitesimally small chance that you're going to make it to the NFL, right? I
Right.
mean, you know, when you're the big man on campus in high school, yeah, that's great. But now you're going to school where everyone was the big man on campus in high school. You're now, you went from being number one to being at a school full of number ones. And now you have to make it past all those number ones to make it to the even more elite number ones.
Yeah, well, you probably won't be a number one,
Well, yeah, that's a
even at your position.
right. You know, and just because you got drafted number one or in the first round, say Trey Lance, there's a guy who got drafted last in the draft who now has your job and took your team to the Super Bowl, and you are now a backup with somebody else.
I think Dallas.
Yeah, and you're not getting that job anytime soon because that guy is not going anywhere.
I might. He want. I don't remember how much I heard he wanted this offseason.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones is an idiot.
$60 million a year or something like that.
So there was a there. I mean, I understand it both ways. The colleges are making a shit ton of money. There's no reason that, you know, there shouldn't be a better stipend program, better health insurance, better medical care. You know, if the kid needs, you know, shouldn't kids on athletic scholarships shouldn't be, you know, having to struggle to pay for books. Or if you're there on an athletic scholarship, then you know you shouldn't have to worry about it. I don't necessarily think you should be driving around in Maseratis and living in penthouses in LA.
I mean, unless your parents are loaded.
Well, yeah, and that's a different matter. I mean, you know, I mean, if your dad was, say, Marvin Harrison, and you know he was one of the did has he made it to the Hall of Fame yet?
He has to.
But you know, let's say your dad or your uncles happen to have the last name of Manning, your college experience is going to be a little better than if your last name is like Pepin. You know, that's just the way the life works.
Marvin Harrison went to the Hall of Fame in 2016.
Yeah. So, all right. So his son is probably not hurting on the college experience. But there are multiple players, him being one of them, who are actively looking at staying in college for another year, because they possibly could make more money playing in college than on a rookie deal in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's insane. I mean, there was a couple years ago when there was a guy who played for Colorado who was also an Olympic athlete for like bobsledding. It was some, you know, more rare random winter sport, had nothing to do with football, wasn't track and field. It was definitely a winter sport. And he wrote a book about his experiences in the Winter Olympics, and I guess he had some family drama, some stuff, and just about overcoming adversity. And he almost lost his scholarship to Colorado because he was getting paid, not for football, for something else entirely. And now, you know, now we're, you know, a couple years later, we're just like, oh,
Yeah.
we're playing what's her name, what's done, whatever her name is, little gymnast girl with LSU, like, you know,
Yeah.
20, like 20, 20 something million a year. Like,
Yeah, that's crazy.
but I, you know, I think people for they're like, oh, well, kids never got compensated. Do you know how much I've spent on a college education? I mean, how much money it cost me to get my degree that I don't do anything with, right? And these kids are getting it for free, you know, or you
Right.
know. You know, theory, not necessarily free. They're having to still. I don't
Yeah.
know. I mean, maybe that's just my old way of thinking and growing up in the era that I grew up in. I mean, if I was a college football player and they were like, "We want to put you in the game. Here's a copy of it," I would have been like, "Done." I don't, you know, like the extra $600 is cool.
Yeah, I thought maybe like some kind of royalty would have been good.
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot, percentage of a percent, something, because
Yeah, but.
that game that's gonna sell millions.
Oh yeah, because it's been what, 10 years since they've done it?
Right about, yeah, 2014, last time.
Yeah. So,
I'm excited. I'm ready for it.
and this is the first edition where they'll actually have the real players in there. But you know, there's going to be a couple of them who refuse to do it because they're going to be like, $600 isn't enough.
Yeah, then they're going to get, I think, AI generated stuff there for the ones who opt out.
I'm excited. I might actually have to break down and buy that one or. They, I think they might put it on Game Pass, so I'll at least download it and play it when it comes out. See if
That
it's
one I might buy.
see if it's worth purchasing. Because,
Yeah.
man, on the GameCube, what was that? The one that played for Pittsburgh, went to Arizona, burned the Packers pretty bad in the one playoff game. Wide receiver.
Fitzgerald?
Yes. The one that Fitzgerald was on the cover of. So it would have been like 04, 05. I played that game so like I think I had like a 30-year run of national titles with a college that I invented.
Nice. I hope they do with this because I haven't really looked much into it, but I'd like to see them do like the franchise or the create a coach mode or whatever, where they kind of did it in one of the basketball games way back when, where you start at like a small school, like a Division three, and then you have to work your way up to like getting a job at a Division two and maybe getting a job in one of the lower division, not where you can just be like, I'm gonna put myself on Alabama and dominate for the next 20 years.
Well, that's what I did. I invented a school and then I put myself in like I got rid of Vanderbilt from the SEC. So I was starting, because I mean even now like 20 years later Vanderbilt's still a joke.
Nice campus, though.
Yes. Do you think that this will put the feature that used to be there of where like you could create a player and then work him work his way up through freshman to senior and then if you bought Madden, you could like
Import him into the
in
draft class.
import your draft class over into Madden and
I would assume it's still got it. That was a very popular thing too, because you'd get NCAA when it came out and you'd play that for a couple months and then you'd get Madden. And I mean, I never did that. I didn't go through all the work.
I think I did it once and then I got tired of Madden, so I went right back to college.
Right. That was the only thing I had.
Okay, all right, well, let's skip right to the video game section then. Maybe, well, do you think we should hold off on video games until Jeremy possibly gets here?
We can hold off on them.
All right, what do you want to do first? You want to do movies, TV, music?
Let's do some movies where that's fresh with some
Okay.
trailers that was sent.
All right. So, first up, we've got on March 1st, we got Dune Part 2. Any interest?
I didn't see the first one.
It was boring as hell. I don't
Huh.
know why people are as obsessed with Dune. I know, other than that popcorn bucket that did you see that Saturday Night Live sketch about the popcorn bucket?
No.
Okay, so Dune has a special edition popcorn bucket that the sandworm. Are you least familiar with Dune?
Enough.
You know the sandworms? Okay, so there's a popcorn bucket where the top of it looks like a sandworm, and like it's got some of those like little tentacles or tendrils
Oh
where
boy.
you stick your hand in and you pull. Yeah, there's a certain look that the bucket has. So Saturday Night Live had a whole song about how people were buying the popcorn bucket so they could take it home and fuck it.
Ah, fuck it, bucket.
Yeah, somebody didn't really think that one out too much when they designed them.
Or they did, and they're like, let's see if I can get away with this.
Oh yeah, that's also a very real
Yeah.
possibility.
It's one or the other.
Okay, so no real interest there. I didn't necessarily write down I didn't write down everything because there's a lot of them I knew that we just didn't care about. I wrote down ones that I thought we might care about. March 8th, we got Kung Fu Panda 4.
Interested.
Interested, okay. We also have a movie called Imaginary.
Didn't we see a trailer for that? Or is that
There's two movies
next?
coming out this year that this might be the time that I've been threatening. Well, I've got a list of potential topics that I haven't taken the time to research yet. And let me pull that up so I can tell you exactly how I wrote it. Same plot, different movie, same year.
Okay.
So this doesn't necessarily fall into that, but there's Imaginary on March 8th, which is the imaginary friend goes evil.
Okay.
And then down here on May 17th, there's If,
Which is
where.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. So very similar concepts, very different ways of going about it. March 15th, we got Arthur the King.
Interesting.
That's that Mark Wahlberg dog movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen
with
trailers and I don't know how I feel about them.
dog movies, I'm in.
Yeah, until they try to make you cry.
Yeah, well, then I wrote this one down because mainly, well, I gave you the trailer mainly because I thought Jeremy would like to talk about it. Snack Shack.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that was a movie that I saw the trailer for that and I was like, this seems like they made it specifically for Jeremy. Because I know he has a soft spot for movies like that. Like it kind of seemed like a few other movies that he's talked about. But since he's not here, we'll skip over that.
You know, watching that trailer, not just the skip over it, what
Okay.
did they say they spent on that shack? Like $3,000?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, not a bad investment.
No.
Like, realistically, if they could clean it up and maybe go to Costco or Sam's Club to get some of their snacks, like, you know, that's actually not a bad investment.
Yeah, I have no idea how any of that works. $3,000 for a shack, clean it up, sell hot dogs for like what, $5?
What's how many hot dogs come in a pack? 10?
10 to
Cost
12.
roughly like $4.
Sell
We
it for
might
like
put them
three.
like $3 a piece.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. That's probably not a bad deal. I mean, now
Right.
granted, that movie, like, something is going to go terribly wrong,
Course.
but
But
otherwise.
if there was like an abandoned shack at Booth or Browns or any of those like lakes, and they're like, oh, you can buy the shack for $3,000 and sell shit out of it. It's like, you know, that's actually not a bad investment.
I mean, I don't currently have $3,000 that I could do it, but
Right. I'm sure I could scrape together the money.
All right. I'll look for some abandoned booths at parks.
Yeah, if we get it for about $3,000, and we can, you know, work there.
All right, I'll look into it. I'll see what we can do. All right, this one I didn't have to send you a trailer for because I knew you had already seen it, and I knew that you were going to be just as excited as I am. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, March 22nd.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. March 29th, we've got Godzilla. And I don't know if it's Godzilla Kong or Godzilla X Kong, Godzilla vs. Kong. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce the X in the Godzilla, but Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, where there looks like they're teaming up with
That's
each other.
yeah, I think it's like Godzilla and Kong or something.
Yeah, Godzilla and Kong. Okay, that makes.
Because yeah, they team up to go against.
Other monkeys? I don't know what's going on. It's Godzilla, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll probably check that one out.
This one was weird, and I thought more of you because of the voice. But April 26th, we got Boy Kills World.
Yes, I watched that 100% in. That was the first trailer I watched.
Yeah, super messed up, super violent, super, looks fun.
Right up my alley.
Plus, it was H. John Benjamin doing the voice, which I know you're a big fan of because
Yeah,
you.
as soon as the trailer came on, like, is that him? Is that Archer? Is
Yeah,
that
that.
Bob?
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was like, I think I could be into watching that one. I don't know if I'm going to go to the theaters for
I don't really go to the theaters a lot anymore.
it. No, I don't either. And that's sad because I like going to the theaters, but that could be
Same.
changing. That could be changing here pretty soon. But
And isn't that also got Bill Skarsgård?
yeah, that's
And
who the
the
main
actor,
character, yeah, the main character.
a lot different than in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't Scar there must there's got to be like 30 Skarsgårds like there are Baldwins. Like every time you turn around you're tripping over a Skarsgård.
So there's going to be like a celebrity death match claymation style of the Skarsgårds versus the Baldwins.
I mean, I think at this point the Skarsgårds would win because they're much younger.
I
Yeah.
mean, unless they
And
like, unless, never mind.
that is true. The one does have that problem of,
Don't give him a firearm.
yeah, don't give him a firearm. Okay. Then this one looked really good to me anyway. April 29th, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I'm in on that one too.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer and the first person I seen was Keri Hughes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in.
Well,
Sold.
and Henry Cavill looked like he was having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was. I sent you this trailer, and I'm mad that Jeremy's not here because this one seemed right up his alley as well. The Sasquatch Sunset.
Yeah, what was that?
I.
I'm a big Sasquatch and crypto and but I always watched that trailer and I was like, what am I watching?
Well, that I saw it and I was like, I have to send it to them. It was not when I sent it to you. This was not the topic I had decided on. That was a trailer that I sent to both of you because I was literally like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, I was like, what is this streaming on? And then when it was saying in theaters, April, I was like, what?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I thought it was like that Bigfoot one I told you to watch was like, how
Oh,
is
that
this a
was so.
thing?
By the way, I know we talked about it. And I don't. Maybe we've talked about it on PCR at some point. But that Bigfoot versus
Krampus
Red Krampus was awful.
is terrible.
It is one of the worst movies I've ever watched. This movie, I don't.
Who's the big name in there?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, and there was a couple other names that weren't like as big as him, but like, yeah. So it looks like it's set in the modern world, but there's a family or a tribe of Sasquatch
Yeah.
are possibly going to like find civilization, or we're just seeing what they do.
We're taking all their land.
Yeah.
We won't stop building shit we don't need.
That's true. And yeah, it looked, I don't know how much actual human language is going to be in this movie. It was the single most bizarre trailer I've seen in years. So if you're listening to this right now and you're not driving, pause, go to YouTube and look up Sasquatch Sunset. Be prepared for super weird. It's not a Red Band trailer, which I'm kind of surprised by.
Probably should have been.
It, 'cause you want to see some hot Sasquatch on Sasquatch action. You get to see that in the trailer. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's enough that I'm not paying money to see that in the theaters, but like if it was on Netflix, I'd be like, all right, I'll watch this.
That's gonna be on like Plex or one of those, the Netflix.
It's gonna show up on Hulu or
Prime.
Netflix or Prime, one
It's
of those.
going to Prime.
It's gonna be on one of those, and people are gonna be like, how did this movie get made?
I'm putting my money down on Prime.
Okay. But yeah, all right, then another trailer that I sent you looks really interesting. I'm kind of into it. I think I might actually want to go see this one in the theaters. But Abigail.
Yeah, I wasn't as big on that. Still looks interesting, but I wasn't sold.
Creepy vampire kid. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Like if they accidentally kidnap a vampire kid, or the vampire kid is that, I don't know what's going on. It looks.
My interpretation of that was they fake the kidnapping, because then they say like the dad will pay whatever some odd millions in the morning.
Right.
I think it's basically like they fake a kidnapping, like these guys are hired probably by the dad so the daughter can like eat, and
So
if you make it through the night, here's some hush money.
yeah, so we're gonna hire some derelicts and some bad people and some people that society probably wouldn't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that
And
makes
if they get eaten, hey, what happened to Johnny? I don't know, he probably got caught up in something.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean that's probably what the twist is, and they're trying to make it like it's not, but
I thought that instant.
it looks interesting. It had kind of a Megan vampire feel. Like, I don't know. Like,
Which I thought Megan wasn't that.
I enjoyed Megan. I thought it was fun.
That's probably why I was like, me three again.
All right then. May 3rd. That day is important to me anyway. The Fall Guy.
Looks good.
It did look good. Doesn't really look like the TV show too much, but I was a big fan of the TV show when I was a kid. Lee Majors driving around the country as a stuntman, solving crimes. This kind of had like a Dwayne Johnson's version of Baywatch feel to it, which I actually enjoyed that version of Baywatch probably more than the actual TV show.
Didn't watch that version.
Oh, it's fun. It's not
Watch
good.
the TV show as a kid.
Yeah, oh yeah, so did I. The Rock doing what The Rock does. I mean, he's The Rock. I mean, you're gonna get what. So, seeing that Ryan Gosling is gonna be coming off of his potential Oscar win. He's not gonna. By the way, have you joined the Oscar pool?
If I did, I would just be picking random people.
Oh yeah, but you could win a bracket,
Oh, I could.
or you could just do a bracket
I could just
because you're
make one and
one.
do it.
You're just one third of the podcast. So you can just do a bracket whenever you want, but.
Yeah, what's
This
the
is
topic this week? I'm doing a bracket.
that. This is a good time to plug that. If you want to join, go to the Pop Culture Roulette Facebook page.
If you're driving, pull over.
Scroll through a little bit and look for it. It's there. Join in bracket pool. We're gonna do it again for March Madness. So like we're gonna have multiple pools. Until we come up with actual merchandise for Pop Culture Roulette, the prize is always going to be you get to dictate a bracket. So if you want to make me work
You could
extra,
be on an episode if you choose.
or yeah, I mean, or that, I mean, you can either be on an episode where you can dictate the topic, or pick a bracket then make me do a lot of extra work.
What do you want to listen to us debate about?
But yeah, so anyway, so for that day of May 3rd, which is important to me, sort of. So May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
I've never got into those movies. Like, I don't know if I've actually ever seen any of those movies. So
Oh, okay. I
they
mean,
look good. I've just never watched them.
yeah, this is continuing in the series that started with what was that? James Franco when they rebooted the whole franchise however many years ago now. Like, this is just, the continuation of that series. I mean, we're so far. Like, I mean, they're like, like 100 years into the future from the James Franco one now, where, humans are, like, basically we're catching up to, at some point in the James Franco one, they talk about a spaceship that disappeared. And if you go back to the Charlton Heston one, like, there's kind of a, like, his spaceship goes through a wormhole. And, like, you kind of think maybe he's an alternate dimension, but then that's when you get the big twist, like, you blew it up. And you find out that basically, like, the wormhole that he went through, him and the people on the spaceship went, like, so many years into the future that, like, apes have taken over the planet and, like, like, they've become the dominant species.
Yeah.
They talk very briefly, like, it's kind of like a little news report that they talk about a couple times about a spaceship that disappears. So I'm wondering if now we're on, like, the fifth one of the series, like, maybe the sixth one, like, that's where we're finally going to get back to, like, a remake of the original Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
And, like, there's just been a slow burn to get to that process.
Yeah, nice build up.
Okay, we already talked about If. May 24th, we're going to get Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. I think it's a prequel to the last Mad Max movie that we had, Fury Road.
Okay.
Did you see that one?
Not all of it. That's another
No.
one I didn't see it in its entirety.
Oh, it's really good.
I think it's one of those I paused and I was like, I'll come back to this and
Well, you should
go. Should I go back to it
yeah,
or
you
should I
should go.
just start over?
You well, start over. Don't try to just start back where you were, unless it was something you watched, like, last week.
When did that movie come out?
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
All right, so it's about 162 weeks ago, maybe.
It might even be longer than that at this point. I don't know. There's the Crow remake that they have been talking about for years that's supposed to come out June 7th.
No interest, zero.
I'll also believe it when I see it. It's supposed to be out June 7th. They've been talking about it for a while. We still don't have a trailer.
Now, did they specify June 7th of this year?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and say that, given how many times it's been pushed back for various different reasons, and then the
Ooh.
last one was because of the strike. Who knows when we'll actually get this movie, if we ever get this movie. Same thing with the other movie that's supposed to come out in June, Bad Boys 4.
That's another one. I don't really, I mean, I don't know why they had to make a third one.
Because Bad Boys was fun.
I only watched the first one.
Now, I will say, this is where the Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2, and then Bad Boys 3, which they called Bad Boys for Life.
They clearly didn't expect to make a fourth one.
Right. I was like, why would you waste that title on the third one? Like, clearly that's the fourth movie.
Yeah,
Like,
for life. It's
yeah,
right there, guys.
that's right there. July 19th, we're getting some Super Bowl trivia, Super Bowl t commercials, Twisters.
Another one. Why did they have to make this?
Yeah, and honestly, like, they probably were making an entirely different movie, and then they were like, if we just call it Twisters and make it a sequel.
Yeah, we just had to add a couple lines about previous events.
Right, yeah.
Didn't we briefly touch on that during our How Long Is Too Long for a Sequel episode?
Yes, we did, which is why we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about. Then this one we talked about a lot last week, but how excited we are. July 26th, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Stoked.
Yep. Oh man, I wish Jeremy was here for this one too, because I wanted to hear what he had to say. August 9th, Borderlands.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Love the games. Hate the casting. Don't understand it.
I am very confused as to how they got Jamie Lee Curtis, but I'm more confused by Cate Blanchett. Like,
Yeah.
Kevin Hart makes sense.
No, he does not. His Roland, he doesn't make any sense.
Well, I didn't play the game. I'm just saying,
I did.
getting Kevin Hart is easy. And that
Kevin
man
Hart.
will.
Roland is a big, like, ex-military mercenary, not Kevin Hart.
Yeah, but Kevin Hart will say yes to anything.
And, like, where's the rest of the cast? Why just focus on Roland?
Jack Black,
Like,
again.
where's Brick?
Jack Black will probably say yes to anything. Ariana Greenblatt is pretty early in her career, so she has a, she probably's not going to turn down something like that. But Cate Blanchett is like she's like a prestige actress. Like, she does, like, big movies, not big movies, but, like, Oscar movies. I believe she's been nominated for at least one Oscar, if not more.
Yeah.
And, like, so I don't quite understand how they got her.
And Bobby Lee.
I mean, I played one Borderlands game, like, very for very very little. Like, I never got into it very far. But I talked to somebody at work who saw the trailer and was like, yep, that looks like shit. And I'm like, Oh, I thought it looked kind of fun, but granted.
Instantly, when I saw the trailer, I had to text Tony because that's one of his favorite franchises. Like he's got the pop figures and he's got the Claptrap Yahtzee, and he is like, no, nope, not good.
Okay. So this is Cate Blanchett, Best Actress nomination in 2022 for Tar, Best Actress nomination for Carol in 2015, won Best Actress for Blue Jasmine in 2013, 2007 Best Actress nomination for Elizabeth. 2007, same year, was also a Best Supporting Actress for I'm Not There. Best Supporting Actress 2006, Notes on a Scandal. Best Supporting Actress Aviator win in 2004. And then Best Actress in a Leading Role for Elizabeth in 1998. So she's actually been nominated for.
She's been nominated and won some.
Yeah. So this is a woman who's won two Oscars and been nominated for quite a bit.
Same with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I guess Jamie Lee Curtis doesn't make as isn't as strange of a choice because she does some weird stuff. But when you're Lord of the Rings, although I guess she was in Hot Fuzz and Steve Zissou and Thor Ragnarok and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. So I don't know. It just seemed very strange that they got her to sign up to do this movie. But I did wonder what you and Tony thought about this movie, and I also was very curious as to wondering what Jeremy's opinion, because he likes Borderlands as well, right?
I think so. I thought the casting was off. We'll see, but I don't really have high hopes for it.
Okay. August 10th, we're supposed to get, or maybe August 16th. I really should learn how to write numbers better. Alien Romulus. It was supposed to be a Hulu movie, but it's gotten such good reviews, or people have liked it so much that they're moving into the theaters. That and the people who did Prey, so I guess they're probably the same people who do the Predator movie, were like, yeah, this movie was actually so good, we probably should have done theaters instead of straight to.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yes. So I don't know. It's one of those. I'm also not sure because it's, we should be getting a trailer for that pretty soon. They've already moved it once, but now we're looking at August 30th for Kraven the Hunter. And after the debacle of Madame Web, who knows what they're going to do with that?
I'm still interested.
September 6th, Beetlejuice 2. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. September 27th, Saw 11, XI.
I'll probably end up saying it. Yeah, that's 11.
Yeah, I don't know. August, not August. I don't know how time.
September.
I don't know how time works. October 4th, Joker, Folie d'Adieu, aka
Number two.
Joker with Lady Gaga.
Not. I'm not that. I didn't really care for the walk. The normal joke.
No, I didn't either. I thought that Joaquin Phoenix did an amazing job as Joker, or as Arthur, or whatever they were calling him.
Arthur.
I just hated that it was a Joker movie. Like it would have been a better movie had they just called it.
Arthur.
Yes. Because it was a really interesting, watching a man, fall, completely and, give into the insanity that was within him. But tying it into the Batman universe, and I hate these movies that make me feel sympathetic towards the villain. I don't want to feel sympathy towards the Joker.
You haven't reached the point in your life where you're like, yeah, the Joker's not that bad.
I didn't. That's why I didn't. I mean, I enjoyed Cruella. I thought it was very good. I thought Emma Stone did an amazing job in that movie. But at the end of the day, I wasn't super thrilled with it because I don't want to feel sympathy or be in a position where I have to root for Cruella. I didn't want to be in that position with Maleficent or, any other movie where they've taken the bad guy and made them into the hero. The Joker is supposed to be a pure force of evil and just anarchy and destruction. Like, he should not be something that you root for. Like,
A little bit.
he can be a really fun character and be somebody that you're excited to see in a movie, but at the end of the day, you shouldn't be like, I really hope he beats Batman this time.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, the joke is just trying. He's out there trying to live his best life.
Yeah.
Government sucks.
Right. And so taking the Joker and turning him into something that was sympathetic and something that where you're like, oh, he is right. We should, damn the man. It didn't work for me as a movie, And so, and the idea that Lady Gaga is taking over the Harley Quinn role.
Bizarre.
And I don't know if the title gives it away, but I've heard that they are possibly making it a
Musical?
musical,
I've heard that too.
which makes me even less interested in it. So yeah, this one's
I
for
mean, we
you.
know Joaquin Phoenix can sing.
Do we?
Didn't he do Walk the Line?
Oh yeah, that's right. He won an Oscar for that. He's won a couple Oscars, hasn't he?
I don't know his
I'm not
entire
looking that.
resume.
I'm not looking that one up. We've already looked up Oscars for Cate Blanchett. This one's for you. October 25th, Terrifier 3.
Done. Sold. I mean, have
So
you
see.
had a chance to check those out?
Given how many services they're both on, I should have, but I've not taken the time to watch either Terrifier yet. Time some t
I expect them to be watched before Halloween.
Yes.
Maybe the three of us two and Jeremy when he gets back can do that for a Freaky Film Club, a
Okay.
future project.
All right, future project. Okay. November 8th, we've got Venom 3 again with the whole Madame Web debacle, and they keep pushing the Kraven the Hunter movie back. Who knows if we're actually going to get Venom 3? Basically, one of the last articles I read was that Madame Web has done so badly in the theaters that Sony is pretty much going to give up on its entire non-Spider-Man universe.
It fan force take the whole thing.
Yeah, like it just,
I
it
didn't
just.
hate the Venom movie as much as everyone else did. I didn't hate them.
I hated the first one.
I
The
also didn't
second,
hate Morbius like the rest of you.
it was so all. How, this is what I don't. You won't watch a lot of the other actual good Marvel movies, but you're like, Morbius, motherfucker,
I was sold. I'm like, I'm in.
I'm in. I guess my problem with Morbius is probably more from a comic book person who has read a number of Morbius books and has enjoyed him as a character, to see them kind of destroy the character and then just also, like, well, Morbius maybe not so much because there is a lot of him not involving Spider-Man, but I mean, Venom is so intrinsically linked to Spider-Man. Kraven the Hunter is intrinsically linked to Spider-Man. Morbius, pretty linked, but there's a lot of him in other stuff. Madame Web doesn't exist without Spider-Man. So to do all these movies and then be like, there's no Spider-Man. It's kind of like, but that,
Is
I
that
mean,
still Sony still has those ones?
yeah, I
So
feel.
if Marvel got it, you'd be a little more.
Well, because then they'd actually be able to use Spider-Man and the
So
characters.
you'd be a little more into it.
Probably. My guess is that, much like Fan Four Stick was in some of the other, some of the last. Fox movies were so bad that Fox finally was like, all right, fine, take them back. You can have them. Well, that and Disney was like, we're just going to buy the whole damn company.
You're going to sell us these movies back. We're just going to buy you out.
Yeah, we want them back. No. All right, we've bought your company.
This guy won't work with us. Let's go above his head.
Yeah, we'll just buy everything. We talked about it on the way too long sequels, November 22nd, Gladiator 2.
Different character. I'm assuming they're going to follow.
I have no idea. I thought Gladiator was a really good movie, but there's no need for a sequel, especially 20 something years later.
Because I watched whatever that movie is called that I just watched, the Pope's Exorcist
Oh, okay.
with Russell Crowe.
Right.
He's in no shape to be a gladiator.
No. Did you watch Thor: Love and Thunder yet?
No.
He plays Zeus. Yeah, you could tell, like, they gave him some real body armor to make him look like he.
Was it?
Yeah,
Like a
they,
god.
yeah. And I mean, and he's older. Like, I mean,
That's true.
he's got to be in his 50s or
That's
60s by now.
wrong. I'm going to check that.
And then this was a Super Bowl trailer as well. Wicked on November 27th. No interest, right? Yeah.
Russell Crowe is 59.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't necessarily expect him to.
Gladiator came out in 2000, so 24 years ago. So he would have been 30. What did I say he is now?
59.
59, and that was 24 years ago.
So 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
Dude's my age, and he's still in better shape.
Yeah, so, I mean, so yeah, so all right, so Wicked, December 11th, the Untitled Karate Kid sequel.
No interest.
I'm super interested. I'm a huge fan of the Karate Kid franchise. I love
Wasn't
the
my thing. Never checked out the show.
was love the Cobra Kai series. December 20th, we've got Sonic 3.
Never seen. I only watched the first one. First one was good.
Yeah, first one was really good. Second one was fun.
Never checked out the second one.
I think it's on Paramount. And then I know little to nothing about it, but I love the title. December 25th, Nosferatu.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting time.
Yeah. And I also thought it was really weird to put a movie called Nosferatu out on Christmas Day. Like, so
Yeah.
Christmas.
Do not open till Xmas.
Yeah. So let's do a movie about, the first Dracula, and then release it on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
So,
not?
okay. All right. You want to do music or TV?
Let's knock out. Let's knock out TV. Music usually gets thrown on the back burner anyways. Let's keep
Right.
it there.
Okay. Well, I tried to keep it to stuff that hasn't shown up yet. But Ghost Season 3 just started, and I know that we're big fans of that. So I just wanted to say, hey, Ghost Season 3 started. Did you watch the first episode yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I keep bouncing between like the British and the American. Like
Oh
I should just
yeah.
sit down, I should just watch a run of one and then the run of the other.
Right. Okay, so we can't talk about what happened in the first episode then. So it'll be catch up so we can talk about it. All right. I didn't write down a lot of dates for this. So Shogun, that FX series that they had during the Super Bowl,
Yes.
I thought looked pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Apple TV is going to have a series called Manhunt that was about the hunt for John Wilkes Booth after he assassinated Abraham Lincoln. So,
I'll check that one out.
yeah, that sounded
I
really
like those
interesting.
kind of shows.
This one I did put down for both of you, Fallout on Prime.
More Jeremy.
More Jeremy. Yeah. House of the Dragon Season 2, obviously on HBO. This one was more for me, Agatha Darkhold Diaries. That's coming out of WandaVision.
Yeah.
Star Wars The Acolyte.
More for you.
Yeah. This one, I was like, wait, what? Kite Man.
Right, man.
Yeah, Kite
Oh
Man.
yeah, the DC getting his own spin-off from the Harley
Yeah,
Quinn show.
yeah. Of all the characters to take from the Harley Quinn spirit series to give him a spin-off, Kite Man?
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, I'm kinda in,
Could have, I'd say could have Peacemaker vibes, but probably
Yeah,
not.
probably not. No. Knuckles. So the guy the he was the character in the second Sonic movie that you
I was
didn't
gonna say
watch.
from Sonic.
Yeah.
I know who Knuckles is. I know the characters.
Well, yeah, but I mean this particular version of Knuckles is the Idris Elba voiced Knuckles from that movie. He's getting his own series on Paramount. Did you ever watch the Librarians with Noah Wyle and Rebecca Romijn?
I watched Stacked with Pamela Anderson and Andy Dick.
Very different series. I think you would actually enjoy The Librarians if you could hunt it down. They've done two versions of that series. We're getting a third one. I really enjoyed it. Marvel Zombies.
Looks that one up. I say
Yeah.
I'll watch.
Now,
Who knows?
this is a what the fuck. So Matlock. You
Okay.
you're aware of Matlock, right? You know how old people love
Yeah,
Matlock?
and Andy Griffin.
Andy Griffith. They're doing a reboot of that. Take a wild stab in the dark as to who the lead who is going to be Matlock in this. Just
Okay. Is it old guy? They're keeping him old?
the character is being kept old, yes.
I was first going to say Alan Alda, but I don't think he acts anymore. I'll go with Tony Shalhoub.
You're not even in the same ballpark. Kathy Bates.
Yeah, no, not even the same gender.
Yeah, the so I Matlock has a certain following. Okay.
Old
Older
white
people.
men.
Well, not just old, just older people in general. Now, granted, Kathy Bates is old, so she might have a fan base of the older people, but there's a general consensus of like what old people like. And if you're taking one of the characters that they love in Matlock and reinventing it within Kathy Bates, you're probably going to piss a lot of them off.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. Orphan Black Echoes, a sequel series to Orphan Black, which I still think you probably haven't watched, but you should.
If not.
Apparently, it's already completely aired in Australia. We just haven't got it yet here. So damn you,
What?
Australia, for getting the good TV first.
Fly on down.
The Penguin. So the,
Like DC?
yeah, so the Colin Farrell Penguin from that movie is getting his own series.
They would have been better off doing the one from Gotham.
They would have been better off just,
scrapping it.
yeah, and being like, hey, now that James Gunn is in charge of the DC universe, let's just ignore everything else.
Eh, they still might. There's still time.
And we're also getting another Star Wars series called Skeleton. So, music or video games do you want to hold? At this point, I think we're not getting joined.
Let's go to, I was looking at the time here. Let's just go to video games.
All right, I only have two, so I'm hoping maybe you know. Well, you already brought up the one.
That's the big one I had.
June 4th, we're getting Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the game.
I have not heard about that one yet. All right, what's the plot?
You have to fight Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
All right, sounds good to me.
I mean, I know you love the movie, so
Running around the cotton candy gun and
yeah. So
all right.
I don't. All I know is
I
that
need more details before
I there wasn't really a lot of details. I just know they're doing it, and I am excited. The Kyoto brothers who directed it in the first place, they are definitely involved in the making of the game. So
that's good.
it's not like they just, were like, hey, we love the name, And then Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. They're doing a new Indiana Jones game that seemed pretty interesting. Kind of a first person shooter variety of Indiana
Indiana
Jones.
Jones.
Those are the only two I bothered to write down. I forgot about the college football, but you talked about that already, so.
That's the only one I had because that's the big news that's got me. So, new Madden coming out.
Yeah.
So it'll take Jeremy's money,
Right.
and then eventually it'll take Jeremy.
Right, because he'll talk bad about it again. He'll be mad about it, and
Yeah,
they'll come to his house and kidnap him again.
but he'll still buy it.
Yep. All right. Albums, music. I wrote this one down for Jeremy. The Kaiser Chiefs are doing a new album in March. This
Okay.
one, Norah Jones has one coming out in March as well. Pearl Jam has one coming out in April. In fact, on the same day in April, we're also getting the new Taylor Swift album. The Tortured Poets Department. So I cannot wait for that.
I knew it. I don't really pay attention when new albums come out. Usually I'll just randomly be like, oh, they released something new.
Every so often I'll pull up a band that I want to listen to, and I'm like, well, they put a new album 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, when did this album come out? Oh, a couple years ago.
Alien Ant Farm's putting out a new album for the first time in a long
That's,
time.
yeah, I didn't even know they were still together.
I don't think they were. I think they got back together. Kings of Leon's putting out a new album. Lenny Kravitz putting out a new album. And this one I put down for Jeremy. Lana Del Rey is putting out a new album, but she's going country.
She gone country.
Yeah. And then at some point this year, we're getting a new Coldplay album, a new Korn album, and a new Chevelle album.
All right, none of those really excite.
I put down Korn for you. I thought maybe you'd be excited. I
Not
know that.
since they Skrillexed it up.
I thought for sure, because I know Korn's one of your favorite bands, so
Yeah, they. I don't know. I haven't even given their last two albums.
at this point I would normally ask what we've watched, but I tell you this week, because I've done so many podcasts of other people's stuff, the only thing I watched this week was The Watchmen, so
All right.
don't really have anything to talk about, because
I watched the first episode of Echo today.
oh, okay. What'd you think?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I think I was doing laundry or something, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this on. I'm going to check it out because I think I seen something with the new, like a preview or something, or art of Punisher and the new Daredevil stuff coming up.
Okay.
And I really like Jon Bernthal in there, so I was like, you know what? I'll check out Echo. I don't know if he is appears in it at all, but I'll check it out.
No. Charlie Cox's Daredevil does.
Yeah, he was in the first episode. He's in more
Yeah.
than that.
I don't think so. Not that I remember. I
All
think they
right.
talk about him, but
So stop watching it now.
no, it's really good. It's very well done. I mean, Kingpin's in almost every episode, so.
So when he got shot, he's not dead.
Well, I mean, they kind of hint at that pretty early,
Yeah, they show him sitting there in the bed.
Yeah, because he's king. At some point, they're gonna have to explain why he is who he is, because,
He could get his own standalone,
Yes.
like an origins kind of. Pick
Yeah.
a
I mean,
different actor, make it like a little six,
yeah.
seven episodes, whatever.
Because they never really say it in the comic books, but I mean, in the comic books, he's just a very large man who learns some martial arts and some fighting and has some, fighting skills, but definitely superhuman tendencies, the ability to withstand things that normal people shouldn't be able to withstand.
Getting shot in the face.
Being shot in the face is one of them. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to Born Again. I think that's going to be very interesting. The only thing about Echo that was disappointing is that it's only 5 episodes. So I did feel like the story was a little rushed, because.
I mean, at least because it's already all out, I considered I could just binge watch it in like 2 days,
Right. Yeah.
which is the problem I have when I have to make a weekly commitment to something.
Yeah. I mean that, and then that is what I did too. I binged it over 2 days, knocked it out. And because they're not even full hours, like, they're 35, 40 minutes. Like it's pretty quick and easy to burn through that series pretty fast. It's very well done, very well acted, and everything about it. I just think it would have been better served if it was like one episode longer, maybe 2 episodes longer. I feel like they just kind of brushed over some plot and really just kind of truncated some story because they only gave him 5 episodes.
All right.
But all right, so maybe I'll watch some stuff this week because I don't think I'm going to try to record 6 episodes of various different podcasts in 1 week like I did this last week.
But you never know.
But you never know. I do say yes to pretty much anybody who asks me. This week we will be getting the season finale of The Floor and We Are Family.
Never seen either of them.
The
I
Floor.
had more interest in The Floor than We Are Family.
Yes. I probably shouldn't talk bad about a show that I was actually on.
I mean, I talked bad about a podcast I was actually on.
You've only been on one podcast, so what? Hey, now.
No, I've been on a couple.
Oh, well, who's other? Oh, yeah, you've done media.
And Freaky Film Club.
Oh, okay.
That's three.
That's three. All right, you're right. There's three. So either Jeremy's coming for you because you're talking bad about him, or I'm coming for you because you're talking bad about me. Although, to
You're
be
both
fair,
coming, or you're both coming for me.
to be fair, I'm only one third of PC. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, I know I've said it, and I probably, there's not. I mean, what are they going to do to me now? The last episode's airing Wednesday. If I had known that was what the show I was interviewing for was, I don't know if I would have said yes, because I thought I was interviewing for a show like The Floor.
Okay, more trivia style.
Yes, that is how it was sold to me. And so maybe that'll be our topic for next week, because that all the episodes will have aired, so I can actually tell you and Jeremy.
You can air your grievances.
No, there's no real grievances to air, but I can tell you guys a lot of the stuff that I hadn't been allowed to talk about before. So maybe that'll be what we do next week. We'll talk about.
All right.
So, anything else? Anything you've got going on? Anything you want to talk about?
Nope, just deep diving into draft stuff. NFL draft's coming up end April, I believe. So I've just been digging into prospects, reading scouting reports, watching highlights.
Where do you realistically rank Caleb Williams?
Number three quarterback.
That's I have not looked at the draft enough to know where I should put him, but I feel like there's way too much hype about a guy who didn't play very well this year.
I don't rank everybody, so I don't be like, oh, he's prospect number whatever out of all of them, but he's the third quarterback. I would put May, Daniels, and then Williams.
Do you think Chicago's going to do the stupid thing and draft Caleb Williams number one?
Yep. They're going to Chicago the draft.
Well, that is what they do best, and that's why, as Packer fans, we love them.
Or, yeah, that's, or they'll take JJ McCarthy out of me.
Well, that would be the smart thing to do. Although, no, he's the quarterback, right?
He's the
So,
quarterback.
yeah, they,
Who are you thinking of from Michigan?
I was thinking of somebody else. I don't know. But they don't need a quarterback. I mean, well, they need to get rid of the one they have, but they need to bring in a veteran. Baker just got signed by Tampa to a long term, or at least another deal. So,
Yeah,
but
did you sign, or I know they've been
I don't
discussed.
know if he fully signed or they've just made him an offer. And because my thing with not trying to make Chicago better, because I don't want them to listen to this and go, okay. But
All
if they
right.
brought in a veteran quarterback like Flacco or Mayfield or somebody like that, and built around what they already have, I think, and draft, instead of drafting a quarterback number one, draft a, another piece that they desperately need.
Tackle. I think offensive line would be a bigger need than quarterback or receiver.
Right.
Granted, Marvin Harrison Jr. is good, but I think they need a
Draft
lineman.
something like that and then try to build that team, because that team has some talent. They have bad coaching
Yeah.
and they have bad ownership, but they've got some talent. And if they didn't draft a quarterback and get rid of the one that they currently have, that team could make some noise next year. But they're not going to do that. They're going to do something stupid. And it's kind of like the Jets. Like the Jets traded for Aaron Rodgers and then went out and signed a whole bunch of players. And you're like, yeah, but they're the Jets. They're going to find a way to fuck it up.
And they did. I don't know who they would sign though as a veteran, because I think Baker might stay. Jameis Winston, maybe. Russell
Yeah,
Wilson, maybe.
Russell Wilson would be a really good one to reinvent his career and get it back going. What's his name? Garoppolo, maybe? Because I know he's floating around, or possibly floating around.
If the Raiders get rid of him.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's. But again, I don't want to give Chicago any ideas on how to make their team actually good. So, because
Yeah.
as we know, we are the number one podcast in Chicago.
The Bears still suck. This is when all.
All right, well then I guess then if you don't know what you're doing because you've been doing a podcast for 250 something episodes, well, what episode were this? This is going to be episode
Have no idea.
115, and we were at 100 with the other one, plus the all the lost episodes we had in that first run and the other little podcast that we did. Yeah, we got to be close to 250, and we still don't know what we're doing. Just remember, stupid never walks alone.
Make it up as you go.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.